Hey, Shalina, how's it going?
I'm all right, Shirk. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad as well. We are at episode 49 today, so we are one away from our Big Bang episode.
I know, yeah. It's exciting, isn't it? So if you have any ideas of what you would like us to talk about, let us know. And then it could be our 50th episode.
But let's also talk about, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah. Today I wanted to talk about mental health and how organizing can impact your mental health in a positive way. It's something that's close to my heart. You know, people don't talk about depression very often, or it's getting talked about more, but there's still a bit of a stigma. And I do find with a lot of my clients that, you know, they have depression, they are anxious, they're overwhelmed, and a lot of it is linked to the clutter that's happening in their life. They don't know where to start. They feel claustrophobic with all the clutter in their house, say in their bedroom, you know, when they wake up, in their wardrobe, in their kitchen, and it overwhelms their mind, and that leads into them feeling overwhelmed in other aspects of their lives because they just can't seem to get through the barrier, the clutter barrier. You know, and I've read articles that say that clutter affects what you eat because you then just go for the easiest option, which is often junk food instead of eating healthy, because you just feel overwhelmed with what to do. And, you know, especially if you've got a messy kitchen, people become stressed and depressed because they're not finishing their to-dos. I've had several clients that have had, they felt so overwhelmed in their homes, they've just given up on doing their laundry. So then there's just, you know, I've had to deal with like a room full of laundry. And luckily now there are services where you can call them and they take bags of your laundry and wash it and bring it back to you. Which is brilliant now, you know. So that helps a lot, and that helps alleviate the stress. But it piles up. And it can, you know, from being stressed to then depressed, and, you know, like it builds up and builds up. So I wanted to talk about this and how we can try and help people to alleviate that kind of feeling, that clutter cloud, quickly. I mean, it's not going to help you remove your depression completely in one episode, but, you know, we can talk about it so it alleviates, you know, and kind of pushes you to start the process of getting organized and getting decluttered.
And I mean, you know, we're not mental health professionals, so there are a lot of cases, and, you know, this is one of the dilemmas and the problems around the stigma is that people don't know necessarily that they are depressed. People don't understand these things. The conversations are not as open as they should be, and therefore it's a bit hard to even acknowledge sometimes that, oh, I'm going through this. We do encourage that if it is something that has been going on for a long time, if these are things that you feel like you can't get out of, maybe it's time to talk to someone who is a professional. And I would encourage everybody to do that. That's not necessarily something that you may not necessarily be clinically depressed, but it's always good to talk to someone or talk to a professional. That's one. And then in terms of what we're talking about today is primarily to understand this feeling of being overwhelmed or anxious around too much clutter. I know I feel it. I mean, it's one of the reasons why over the years I've really, really stripped down some of the stuff in my room, because I know that it's very easy to have a pile of clothes line up. Like it's not that hard for that to happen, in, you know, when you're working all day and stuff. But then, you know, I've noticed that at the end of the week, I just look at that pile and I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm annoyed. Yeah. I'm irritable. I'm annoyed until that is like out of my sight. So yeah, these are things definitely that have an impact on you mentally as well.
And then if you've had that, you know, say we're talking about the laundry pile, but you've got your career, you've got your family, your hobbies, you've got to cook for food, then organizing and just doing your laundry can be at the bottom of your to-do list. If laundry is on the bottom of your to-do list, organizing your house and getting rid of decluttering the stuff in your house is even further down. So it just keeps on adding up and adding up and adding up. And it's not a priority in life when you've got other things to, you know, to do. If you have, you know, your children, you need to do all their running around, going to school, their play dates, their this and that. You haven't got time to sit and start organizing your house as well. And then that makes you feel anxious and overwhelmed because you're looking at all that stuff that you still haven't sorted out, but you haven't got time. So it's trying to balance that. Organizing isn't easy. And I say that to everyone. Like when you work with me, whether it's for 4 hours or for 8 hours, you'll be exhausted. You know, you're mentally exhausted and you're physically exhausted because it's like removing a plaster off. It's painful in a way because you've been comforted by the clutter in a way, and to have that removed out of your your space. It can take a lot for people.
And I think people don't realize as well that, like, it actually, there's so many decisions involved, like, mentally, right? Like, when you're making these decisions, it'd be like, do I want this? Do I not want this? Do I get rid of it? How do I get rid of it? Where do I put it? How do I sell it? How do I, wait, all of these things, there are many decisions you have to keep making on every item. And actually, that can be mentally exhausting. I mean, even something as an act of, like, cleaning your room up on a weekend can be exhausting. Like, you know, you go through that thing and then you're just, oh, I'm so done. I want to turn on the TV and just switch off. Even though you realize that maybe you haven't really done any, like, it may not feel like actual work, but it actually is very draining.
It is. Yeah. And people don't realize that. And that's why, you know, it's suggested you use a professional organizer as well, because we do know what to do with all the stuff. We know how to. It's not just about organizing it into, you know, systems and making it look pretty in your house. It's about dealing with all the stuff that you declutter as well, so that it alleviates the pain and the thought processes in your head, that we remove that thought out of your head and help you to get organized as quickly as possible. And I always say, once you have organized, and I've seen it with clients, the mountain has come off their shoulders. They feel, you see their shoulders going up. They feel less drained. They feel less stress. They improve sleep. I've seen relationships improve because of decluttering the house. You know, there's less stress between partners. You're able to focus on other things in your life rather than worrying about all the clutter that's there right now. And it does reduce the depression and anxiety. I still suggest that people, like you said, go to a professional to talk, you know, to get counseling if they are depressed. But it does help in a lot of cases. It makes people feel lighter and makes you more productive as well. So that's a thing to think about when you are stressing about decluttering or organizing.
I mean, and you see this even, I mean, if you remember when you were on the radio recently and stuff, where people are calling in and that's kind of the conversations they want to have, that, oh, my partner or someone in my house, parents sometimes, you know, is just buying stuff over and over again, and it's just stacking more and more and doesn't know how to get rid of the rest of the stuff, but keeps going out and buying those stuff because it makes them feel a little better in that moment to buy that and have something new and shiny. But then it's actually there's a deeper problem that might be going on, and sometimes they do need to speak to a professional. Sometimes it could be like tensions in the house, and it's a way of just dealing with all of that. So there are a lot of other angles. We shouldn't take this stuff lightly. I know you're contacted quite often by children and partners who are looking out for their loved ones and want help. That's something also that people should be aware of. Like, if you see that your family member or someone is going through that, you know, see if you can try and help. And then sometimes that help just might mean get a professional organizer to come in and sort of be this external person to have this conversation with.
And I always say as well that you know, having a third party come in who has no emotional attachment to your stuff and to you means that you can talk to. I mean, I've had people get upset, cry, yell, and I'd say, I do not care if you do that, as long as you let it out and then talk about decluttering and organizing the space and understand the why you should declutter. Because if you're yelling and stressed out and crying and overwhelmed, there is something, you know, there that has to be sorted out because of the clutter. So, it's always good. You know, people say that they get their friends in or their cousins and stuff. It doesn't help because you feel guilty then. You know, your friends will guilt you of wanting to get rid of things. Whereas with me, I think about it logically. Like, if that item has got sentimental value and it means a lot and I can see it in your eyes, I will tell you to keep it. But if it's a wire that you don't need for an iPhone that died 10 years ago, you can declutter it and put it in the recycle bin. So, you know, there has to be a balance, and that's a good thing of having a third party there. Most organizers don't have any judgment as well. We don't judge you when, you know, when we come into your house and when we're helping you to declutter and organize. We just want you to help you get better in a way. If you are feeling overwhelmed, if you are feeling anxious and depressed and you want to start the process, do it small. So, you know, don't take everything out from, say, the kitchen. Don't take everything out of all the kitchen cupboards. Do one kitchen cupboard at a time. Spend 10 minutes in one kitchen cupboard. Go through the old items that have gone off, that you don't eat, you're never going to eat, that, you know, the crockery that is broken, the cutlery that doesn't bring you joy, you know, go through each in small bite-sized sections, you know, like with your makeup, go through just the lipsticks. Don't go through all of your makeup and take it all out in, because you'll feel overwhelmed doing that. So if you are feeling overwhelmed and have anxiety and depressed, don't make any, you know, don't do anything to make yourself more overwhelmed. Do everything in small bite-sized pieces. I know I've read, you know, I've seen programs and I've read books about how, you know, that somebody, you know, like Marie Kondo says, you should take everything out and put it on, you say, your bed. Don't do that. If you are feeling anxious already, don't follow that rule, okay? Another thing to help when you're organizing or decluttering is to clean the area. So you take out, you know, from one cupboard, clean that area. It makes you feel good. And then you're putting the things back into a nice, clean area as well. It's the same as me always saying, do your bed when you wake up in the morning. It makes you feel less anxious when you're going back into your bedroom because you have a clean, made-up bed. And then when you're going through the things, think about what you're going to trash, what you're going to recycle, what you're going to donate, and what you're going to try and sell. So put them into those piles and then take them out. So we've talked about the 90% done syndrome. So, you know, you do the decluttering and organizing and then you don't take the things out. So do that as well. Do throw the rubbish away. Do go give the stuff for donation. Put it immediately into your car and take it for donation. Don't leave it in a room for it to languish. They're just my quick tips to help you while you are, when you do want to start organizing. But get help, you know, if, you know, professional help, whether it's with a counselor, whether it's with a doctor, whether it's with a professional organizer. If you are feeling overwhelmed with your clutter, there are people that can help you who will understand what you're going through and help you to get through that burden.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
No, definitely not.
Well, as always, thanks, Shalina, for your insights on this episode. If you'd like to talk to Shalina a bit further about all this stuff, you can reach her on social media by looking for Declutter Me, as well as on the website, declutterme.com/contact, and she'll reach out to you and you can have a chat with her and see how you can reduce your anxiety.
Yeah, you can contact me at any time. Just fill in the contact form and I'll be in touch.
Cool. Well, that was episode 49. We're very, very excited to bring you episode 50 next week. So we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.